Welcome to episode 562 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 16 in our series, 30 Days to a Happy New You. The Bible has a great deal to say about servanthood, because the central theme of the Bible is the servant of all, Jesus Christ. Mark 10 verse 45, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." When we give Jesus his rightful place as Lord of our lives, his lordship will be expressed in the way we serve others. How can we demonstrate love for God? Our love for God will be expressed in our love for others. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 5, "For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake." True leadership is servanthood, and the greatest leader of all time is Jesus. Servanthood is an attitude exemplified by Christ, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. The five words in the New Testament translated ministry generally refer to servanthood or service given in love. Serving others is the very essence of ministry. All believers are called to ministry, and therefore we are all called to be servants for the glory of God. Living is giving. All else is selfishness. It has been said by General Bruce C. Clark, formerly of the U.S. Army, that rank is given you to enable you to better serve those above and below you. It is not given for you to practice your idiosyncrasies. Let's serve others by serving Christ. God the Father has served us by sacrificing Christ on the cross for our sins, and we should serve others by giving the gospel and our lives to them. Those who desire to be great in God's kingdom must be servants of all. The transforming power of Jesus is on display in the lives of those who have traded selfishness for selflessness. The Apostle Peter says, "Believers should recognize that we are speaking and serving directly on behalf of God to others, while he gives the ability and strength for us to do so. And when we direct glory towards him, instead of accepting it for ourselves, we stand out from the crowd of those who glorify only themselves." And that difference in our lives causes people to examine the life-changing nature of our relationship with Jesus. It validates our faith in front of others. Yesterday in the U.S., there was a holiday that recognized the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. As a peacemaker, Dr. King spoke out vigorously against war and stood up, sat down, and marched as a way of nonviolent protest against oppression. As a preacher, he used his pulpit to inspire his congregation to follow him on marches, boycotts, and protests. Dr. King also challenged each of us to serve one another.
If you want to be important, wonderful. If you want to be recognized, wonderful. If you want to be great, wonderful. But recognize that he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's a new definition of greatness. And this morning, the thing that I like about it, by giving that definition of greatness, it means that everybody can be great. Because everybody can serve.
The Maranatha Singers has a song entitled, "Make Me a Servant," that says the following: "Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak. And may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today." A happy new you is one who is committed to the service of others.
Today's top 10 list.
10 approaches to service for a happy new you.
Number 1.
Participate in a service project with people you don't encounter very often, if at all. Work side by side with people of different races, ages, different neighborhoods, congregations, and economic backgrounds. Through doing this, it will be a way to build the beloved community of which Dr. King spoke.
Number 2.
If you're working at a soup kitchen, learn about the status of hunger in your community, or homelessness, or the prison system, or human rights violations. What is behind the courageous response of the organization you're working with to address these needs, challenges, and injustices?
Number 3.
Help seniors feel less lonely. Letters Against Isolation serves thousands of seniors in the US, Canada, the UK, Australia, and Israel.
Number 4.
Volunteer to answer questions from students who want to work in your field when they grow up. CareerVillage.org has a mission to democratize career readiness by giving professionals a platform to give career information and advice to underrepresented youth.
Number 5.
Sign up to be a virtual tutor with Upchieve. That's capital UP, lowercase CHIEVE. The free online platform connects low-income students in the US with live volunteer coaches.
Number 6.
Plant trees and flowers. A famous Chinese proverb says the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Planting trees, flowers, and shrubs make the neighborhood look better and could benefit your local community for years.
Number 7.
Be a walking partner. Sometimes being there for someone is the most important community service project you could ever do. Offer to go on walks with a person in a nursing home, or even someone who doesn't feel safe walking alone.
Number 8.
Nearly 90% of the global population wants a more sustainable and equitable world, but most don't know where to start. Host events in your community to educate the public and show them real-world skills for how they can contribute to a more sustainable society using natural resources.
Number 9.
Collect and donate things for your community.
Number 10.
Think about how you can leverage your skills to teach, fix, build, and or host. Luke 22 verse 27. For who is the greater, one who reclines at table or one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at table? But I'm among you as the one who serves. Cultures have always envied the person whom others serve. In ancient China, rich people sometimes grew long fingernails, so long they could do nothing for themselves, and this was seen as a sign of status. But the people who are really great in our lives are the servants. If the head of state took a month off, it is quite possible that little might change in your life. But if all the trash collectors in the country took the month off, we would notice. Jesus is trying to rearrange our thinking, our priorities. Living as a servant really is the best way to live. We're no longer concerned for our own honor and credit. We don't walk around with hurt feelings and disappointed expectations because all we want to do is serve.
Keep feeling the need for being first. But I want you to be first in love. I want you to be first in moral excellence. I want you to be first in generosity. That is what I want you to do.
Father, may each of us be able to say today and every day, make me a servant, humble and meek. Each day and in each way, your will make me seek. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.